Listening Library presents Jinx by Meg Cabot. Read for you by Amber Seeley. Chapter 1. The thing is, my luck's always been rotten. Just look at my name. Jean. Not Jean Marie, or Janine, or Jeanette, or even Jeannie. Just Jean. Did you know in France they name boys Jean? It's French for John. And okay, I don't live in France, but still, I'm basically a girl named John, if I lived in France anyway. This is the kind of luck I have. The kind of luck I've had since before Mom even filled out my birth certificate. So, it wasn't any big surprise to me when the cab driver didn't help me with my suitcase. I'd already had to endure arriving at the airport to find no one there to greet me, and then got no answer to my many phone calls, asking where my aunt and uncle were. Did they not want me after all? Had they changed their minds? Had they heard about my bad luck all the way from Iowa and decided they didn't want any of it to rub off on them? But even if that were true, and as I'd told myself a million times since arriving at baggage claim, where they were supposed to have met me, and seeing no one but skycaps and limo drivers with little signs with everyone's names on them but mine, there was nothing I could do about it. I certainly couldn't go home. It was New York City and Aunt Evelyn's and Uncle Ted's house or bust. So when the cab driver, instead of getting out and helping me with my bags, just pushed a little button so that the trunk popped open a few inches, it wasn't the worst thing that had ever happened.